Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. The diagnosis of a critical illness is devastating news for anyone. When it happens to a child, it not only affects them personally, but their parents and siblings. Everyone's worlds start to revolve around getting treatments and trying to make that child better. It can be physically and mentally taxing on everyone. That's why organizations like Make-A-Wish are so important to the entire family's health. Granting a wish for a child creates a bright spot in the middle of the most difficult days. But it can't happen without the help of caring people like you. This morning, I'm joined by Jennifer Lawson, the Senior Market Director for Make-A-Wish Central and Western North Carolina, to tell us more about the organization and some fun upcoming events. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me this morning.
Jennifer, can you please give our listeners an overview of the Make-A-Wish Foundation and specifically what you do?
Yes. So Make-A-Wish, believe it or not, started in 1980. So we are a fairly young organization, and we really serve one purpose. We work with children who are facing critical illnesses, and we work to grant their wish. So that is really our focus, to grant wishes of children facing critical illnesses. There's so much science that shows the impact that a wish medically makes on a child and their family and the community, and it's really at the heart of everything we do, and it's our main purpose.
Who can qualify to ask for a wish, and how do they go about it?
So to qualify for a wish, you have to be between 2.5 years old and 18 years old and have a critical illness. The first step is to visit makeawish.org. And you'll literally see a little button up at the top on the left-hand side that says refer a child. So you can click on that button, and physicians can refer a child, parents, caregivers, children can even refer themselves. And then once it's referred, we work with the medical team to confirm the illness and that the child is approved to have a wish granted. You cannot have a wish granted before. That's one of the stipulations from Make-A-Wish or from another organization. And then we go from there.
And to be specific, we're not just talking about people with or kids with terminal illnesses. We're talking about kids with critical illnesses, just a very serious illness, correct?
Yes, that's right, Charlie. And that's a misconception. So when Make-A-Wish first started, we did grant just wishes for children facing terminal illnesses, but that changed very quickly, very early on. So we grant wishes for children facing critical illnesses and terminal, but the majority of our kids go on to live happy, healthy lives, and this is a turning point in their treatment.
Is any wish too big?
No. No, and that's a really good question. So I'll touch on that in a second, but more about the impact of the wish. We just released a report that talks about our pillars of impact. And so you see when these wishes are granted, they help with trauma relief. So it's a relief from the trauma and stress of treatment and the illness. It helps a child with their emotional and mental well-being. It's a turning point a lot of times in a pivotal experience, like when they're going through treatment, this is the one piece of hope that they can look forward to. It's strength to fight, and then long-term impact. So again, I said this has an impact on the child, the physician, the family. And to your initial question about no wish is too big, I've seen children be granted like therapy dogs. So we don't do that as much anymore, but I've seen that. RVs. I heard a story, I wasn't here when this happened, but a child wanted to meet Justin Bieber and was able to fly internationally to go to one of his concerts and met him. And backstage, he kissed her on the cheek. And I heard that like she didn't wash that cheek for months and months. So it's just, it's heartwarming. We here in the Triad, we just sent a teenage boy to go see the Northern Lights. So not too big, not too small. We even have backyard tree fort makeovers, hot tubs in the backyard, a lot of Disney wishes. A lot of kids want to go to Disney. Yep, no wish too big, no wish too small. And the goal is to find the one true wish of the child. And so our team is very skilled in meeting with the child to make sure they figure out their top three wishes and what truly is coming from their heart that they want.
And sometimes it can be hard with kids because, I mean, even if you're dealing with asking them what they want for their birthday, they might just be, oh, I just want some money or a gift card or whatever. And you're like, no, you can have anything you want in the world. What do you really want?
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And we really, our wish specialists are trained to work with the children to figure out their one true wish. We want to create life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses. And so a lot of times they'll sit with the child one-on-one without parents or caregivers in the room. They want to figure it out, and they are really skilled in like childhood education and psychology to figure out that one true wish.
I'm talking with Jennifer Lawson of our local Make-A-Wish chapter. Jennifer, wishes can be small or extravagant, and you try to grant each and every one of them. How do you do that?
Good question. So, well, let me start with the average cost of a wish. So the average cost of a wish is $7,500. And we do have a lot of partners who work with us, like Disney and like I shared with like Camping World and RVs. We do have a lot of in-kind partners, but each chapter is its own 501c3. And so we have a development team. We are central and western North Carolina, so Triad to Charlotte out to like Asheville. And we raise funds, and all the funds we raise stay local. Like literally 100% of what we raise comes back into our community to grant wishes. We will grant about 300 wishes this year. About 200 come out of the Charlotte and Western region. 100 wishes are local here in the Triad that are granted. And as you can imagine, a lot of those come from Brenner's. So it's a very rewarding opportunity to be able to work with those physicians. But just like we talked about in the beginning, the physician or the family refers the child, the wish is approved, and then it takes anywhere from like 6 months to a year to actually grant the wish. So we have a full staff team of wish specialists, if you could imagine that kind of dream job, who are granting these wishes. So a lot of logistics. We had a child who wanted a pool put in a few years ago, and you could imagine the logistics with, does it need a retaining wall, mm-hmm. builders, the pool company. And so from start to finish, a child is assigned one wish specialist who literally from start to boosters to get the child excited about their upcoming wish to day of is making it come to life alongside volunteers. We've got hundreds and hundreds of volunteers who help us make this possible too.
Well, as you mentioned, and I just want to reiterate this point, when people here locally attend a fundraiser or donate to something that they see, you know, out and about, or just, you know, whatever it has to do with this area, that money stays local. You're not helping a kid in California. You are helping somebody that could be your neighbor right there in Winston-Salem or Greensboro. They could be someone that you actually even know.
Yes. Yes. We've granted over 6,000 wishes since our chapter started here in 1985. And fun fact, Dr. Jerry Clark is our founding member here in the Triad. He was watching a special on TV and heard about Make-A-Wish out in Arizona and said, we need to do that here. And in 1985, he and a group of individuals in Greensboro started Make-A-Wish, started our chapter. And we've granted, he used to grant maybe one wish a month, and now we grant 300 a year.
Wow, that's amazing. Jennifer, I'm sure the past 2 years have been very difficult for Make-A-Wish with not being able to hold fundraisers and places being closed and the flights being restricted and not really being able to even grant the wishes. Tell us about how our chapter was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, unfortunately, it was affected. So due to the pandemic, we have 550 wish kids who are waiting for their wish. So those are kids who their critical illness has been approved and they are just waiting. 160 of those specifically are in the Triad. So 160 of our kiddos are just waiting on their wish. A lot of it is travel restrictions. So if 50% of those were Disney trips, it was shut down. And so we had to do a lot of different boosters to keep the excitement going. Like we met in the office and all of the wish kids waiting on a Disney wish got a Valentine's Day card in the mail. We do little boosters along the way to keep the excitement up. But now that the restrictions are lifting and things are starting to open back up, travel is available now. So we just sent another family to Disney. In December, we sent a family up to New York City. The little girl wanted to see Hamilton on Broadway. Mm-hmm. So things are starting to open back up and our chapter's able to resume wish travel. But items are hard to come by as well. Like I gave you that pool story. That took almost a year to make happen just because items aren't in stock. Like it's tough. So we're going through the rest of what America is going through with getting things shipped on time, getting supplies in. Is this available? So we're working through it. And we actually just hired 3 new wish specialists to help with this problem because we need to get these wishes granted for these kiddos who are waiting.
Well, fundraising events are even more important than ever right now. We got to get out there. We got to participate in those auctions and events and help organizations like Make-A-Wish get back to business. Tell us what's coming up for our local chapter.
Yes. Well, right around the corner is Kentucky Derby Classic. So this will be the 8th annual Kentucky Derby Classic for Make-A-Wish. It's our signature fundraising event here in the Triad. It is Saturday, May 7th. It's at Summerfield Farms. We have a handful of tickets left. So if you're interested, you can go to makeawish.org and reach out to me about that event. And I'll give you more contact information at the end of this. But that event is fun. It's about 300 people. It's outside at Summerfield Farms. Live auction, silent auction, live music. We grant a wish at that event. So there'll be a local family there who the little kiddo is being told that their wish is being granted on the stage. And it's a lot of fun. And then we watch the Kentucky Derby. You know, a few minutes before 7 o'clock. So that event starts at 3 o'clock and runs until about 8, and it's Saturday, May 7th.
And people treat it like the Kentucky Derby. They get all dressed up with their hats and their Derby finest, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody wears, make sure you're in your Derby attire. So a fascinator, like your fancy hat. A lot of ladies wear floral gowns. I see some seersucker suits and bow ties. So it's fun. Everybody really gets into theme and has a fun time.
And that's on May the 7th?
May the 7th. Yes, it's at Summerfield Farms, May the 7th.
Jennifer, April is a special month for Make-A-Wish. Why is that?
April, we celebrate our founding day. So it was April 29th in 1980, and that is when our first wish was granted. So there was a little boy out in Arizona. His name's Chris. And he was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 4 years old. And his mom said, I'm going to give him the best life possible. And he really made friends with like the local law enforcement. He wanted to be policeman for a day. And this local group of community individuals, like the local police station and folks, they picked him up. He became sheriff for a day. He got to ride in the helicopter. And he just had an incredible time. And that was April 29th in 1980. Unfortunately, Chris passed away a few years after, he passed away a few days after his wishes granted. It was a few days. And the group got together and said, this made such an impact on his life. We need to do this for other kids. And so it was Chris's mom and that group of community individuals who said, we have to do this for other kids. And that's how Make-A-Wish started. And so we celebrate that day and we celebrate Chris and his legacy. And his mom is still alive and well and really involved in Make-A-Wish to this day.
Amazing.
It is.
Besides participating in fundraising events, what are other ways that people can help you there at Make-A-Wish grant some wishes?
Yes, there's so many ways to get involved. So fundraising is a big way to get involved. If you want to serve on a local committee, we are looking for committee members for next year. You can serve on like the fundraising committee, auction committee, logistics, if you like to put together centerpieces and help procure items. So helping with Derby is one thing. And I'll give you contact information at the end. Another way is to help grant the wishes. So we need volunteers to help make the introductory phone calls to see what the child's wish is and then report back to our team. We need people to help with the boosters, like I talked about. Do you want to come in and help with Valentine's cards or take a kid on a mini shopping spree before they get to go on their Disney trip? So if you really want to get involved with the kiddos, you can volunteer for that as well. And there's a training you have to go through and a background check because you're dealing with kiddos at a sensitive time. But everything from fundraising for an event to helping with kiddos to coming to our office to help get mailers out. Like, we are a pretty lean team here in the Triad and we need help. So if any of this inspires you, please reach out. We can find something for you to do.
And of course, donations are always, always welcome, aren't they?
Yes, of course. Like I said, all the funds we raise stay here locally, and every single donation matters. So you can go to the Kentucky Derby website. You can just go to wish.org and find our Triad chapter and make a donation. Anything helps. Companies can run promotions like roundup campaigns at the register. Local individuals can give. You could host an event at your home if you are really compelled to give. So if this inspires you at all and you want to help financially, please reach out to me because I'll brainstorm with you. This is all about the kiddos.
Jennifer, would you like to share a wish experience or two that really stood out to you so that people can appreciate exactly what granting wishes means to the recipient and their family?
Yeah, I'll tell you about this one and hopefully I can get through it without tearing up because I'm so proud of her. And I just, Savannah is who I'm talking about. And I'm going to pull up her bio because I want to make sure I tell you the correct information. I'm just so proud of her. So Savannah Williams, she was a wish kiddo. She is a wish kiddo here in the Triad. When she was a teenager, unexpectedly started to not feel well. And finally, the family took her in to the doctor, and she had leukemia. It was extremely intense. Like, it was right around Christmas time. They would not let her go home. She had to start chemo and treatment immediately. And so her physicians told her about Make-A-Wish, and they applied, and she was approved. And her wish was to have a horse. And it's funny because she could have traveled anywhere. Like, her dad brought up Ireland or thought they were going to go on a trip, but she wanted this horse. And so the wish was granted. She got a horse, and the horse lived at a stable here. And her dad talked about how this was a pivotal moment for Savannah because she would be in the middle of treatment at the hospital talking about, well, when can I leave to go see my horse? When can I leave to go see my horse? And I won't say the swear word, but the horse got lovingly referred to as that darn horse, if you could. And so it was funny because, and he said, sometimes we would leave the hospital, get to the stable. It was all they could do to like get her up on the horse and to hold on. She'd take one lap around the ring and then have to get off because she was exhausted. And for 3 years, this horse, going there to brush the horse and talk to the horse, and it got her through her therapy. And so fast forward a few years, Savannah is graduating from ECU on Saturday, May 7th, the day of Derby of all days. She is graduating magna cum laude with a Bachelor's of Science in Biology. And she already got accepted into their PhD program. She starts in August. She is studying cancer, so biomedicine with a concentration in pharmacology and toxicology. And we just couldn't be more proud. Like, this young lady, to see how far she's come, it's just incredible. And so her dad, Chad, is actually a captain with Greensboro Police Department. And he talks about the medical power of a wish and what this horse did for their family. And I just love to sing her praises, and we are so proud of her.
And that just shows that when kids are granted a wish, it gives them something to look forward to. It gives them this bright spot. You know, being diagnosed with a critical illness, some days it can seem like all you do is be sad and depressed, and everything seems dark. And to have that bright spot, that thing to look forward to, that, you know, this, even if once you've taken your trip, you thinking about the memories and what a great time you had, that can just make all the difference in the world, can't it?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Charlie. The medical power of wish. Hope is powerful. Having something to look forward to is incredibly powerful. It helps children be compliant with treatment. It gives them something to look forward to. Physicians will put this in their medical chart and talk about it on all of their visits, and they know it's upcoming, and you've got to gain weight before your wish. You've got to lose weight before your wish. You've got to get this one treatment done, and then your wish is happening. Like, they use it as an incentive. And I just can't stress enough how powerful hope is and how it's really part of the medical journey. And the misconception that it's just for terminal children, we're really working to correct that, because the majority of our kids go on to live happy, healthy lives, and they're just facing a critical illness. And this is a spot of light during a really, really dark time in their family's chapter.
And I'd like to repeat and reinforce what you mentioned earlier. The average cost of a wish is $7,500. And our chapter alone grants about 300 wishes a year. So do the math. That's a lot of money. Some wishes are less, some wishes are more. But regardless, they need a lot of money. They need a lot of donations. And they need your time to volunteer. So, you know, just to help out these kids, give them that bright spot. Let's tell everyone how they can donate and how they can also find out more information about volunteering for Make-A-Wish.
Yes. So, like I said in the beginning, we serve 51 counties. We are central and western North Carolina, like including Charlotte. Our local website is wish.org/NC. So it's very easy, wish.org/NC. Or if you're driving, listening to this, just Google Make-A-Wish. And when it says find your chapter, put in our zip code and you'll find us. And that's how you can connect to me, Jennifer Lawson. And then I think that's really the best way to find us. We are on social media as well. So again, if you're driving, find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and just send us a message and we'll connect to you, because you can volunteer, you can make a donation. There's so many different ways to get involved. And we've granted over 100 wishes so far to date in this year, and we have 550 wishes waiting. So there are a lot of wishes that are about to be granted. And if you want to help make that possible, we would love to have you.
And do you have some final words you'd like to share about the Make-A-Wish organization?
I think my final words, I'll reiterate, please find us locally on social media if you want to volunteer. And again, our sole focus is to create life-changing wishes for children facing critical illnesses. And this is such a light spot in a time of darkness in a family's chapter in their book. And it's just so heartwarming to see a child's wish come true and what that does for their family, their medical prognosis. It's more than just a nice thing. It's really part of their medical treatment. And to give kids this opportunity of hope and happiness during a really dark time in their life, it's really rewarding.
Well, as Jennifer said, as our world gets back on track, we cannot forget that there are children and families dealing with critical illnesses every single day. And many of our WISH kids credit their wish with giving them the strength and hope to keep fighting at a time when they need it the most. You can have a role in helping create these magical moments by donating and volunteering with the Make-A-Wish chapter of Central and Western North Carolina. You can find out more by visiting wish.org/NC or by finding them on social media. Jennifer Lawson, the Senior Market Director for our local Make-A-Wish chapter, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
And if you have an organization, cause, or fundraising event that you'd like featured on Triad Today, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's charlie@987simon.com. You can find this and other Triad Today interviews on our website under the podcast tab. Just check Simon On Demand. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.